There I am, triggered left, right and centre. I didn't come out of that party feeling joyful. I came out of that party feeling grief-stricken. It can really creep up on you at any time. The deeper the emotion is within the body, the more of a process it's going to be. There are many things that you can do to address grief. And at this time of year, there's even more things that you can do because of the way the energy frequencies are flowing. So we're going to talk about that. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Do enjoy this podcast today, which is going to be all about grief. And if you find this helpful and interesting, forward it to your friends and loved ones and hit subscribe. So today's episode is in response to the fact that this week was my dad's 85th. And we did this gorgeous party for him because we wanted to do something for his 80th, but it was in the middle of lockdown. And so we did do something, but it was okay. But we wanted to honour and celebrate my father. And very sadly, my mother passed 17 years ago. And having this room full of people who were all friends of my dad's and old friends of my mother's and sort of relatives and all sorts of different people all gathered together for my dad suddenly triggered in me a real grief moment, which I connected to everyone with in the car on the way home, because it really hit me. And there was a massive response from this. And I thought, right, you know what? We need to expand out on grief a little bit more, because I'm broadcasting this podcast just before Christmas time. So everyone's out and festivities and everyone's having fun and it's all the Christmas spirit and blah, blah, blah. But actually, often what you're going to find is that death rates go up at this time of year. So often elderly people or people who aren't well, you know, if they're going to pass over, now is often the time when it happens. There's reasons for that, which I'll come back to later. But also often people get triggered at this time of year about missing loved ones who have already passed because it's Christmas time and people are talking about friends and family and gathering. And then suddenly it's really brought home that these people aren't there. And that's certainly what happened to me. And given that my mother passed over 17 years ago, it was quite surprising for me to suddenly have this kind of back step where all of a sudden I felt really grief stricken when I felt that I had efficiently and effectively over the years processed the passing of my mother. So I thought, let's just talk about this. So I think the first thing to say is that there are many things that you can do to address grief, okay? And at this time of year, there's even more things that you can do because of the way the energy frequencies are flowing and what's going on in the energy cycles. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. The first thing, though, I wanted to say is that the thing about grief is that it can, anyone that's been in deep grief will confirm that this is the case, it can really creep up on you at any time. Sometimes when you're least expecting it, when you've gone through the processes of grief, you will often find that you will suddenly find something like I did last Sunday, which will suddenly set you back. And it can be quite surprising. Like I was shocked and surprised that I felt the way that I did. I didn't come out of that party feeling joyful. I came out of that party feeling grief-stricken. So the first thing to say to anybody experiencing grief last night is that grief, like all emotions, is a process. And the deeper the emotion is within the body, the more of a process it's going to be. And the first thing to do is to just know that. I always say to patients that 50% of the solution is understanding the problem in the first place. If you just know that it's a process and that the process is a profound one, that's already helpful, because then there's no set of expectations on you to kind of have to kind of conform to a time frame or to conform to feeling in a specific way because someone else has told you that that's what you should be doing at that point. So the first thing to do is to relax into the situation and recognize that it's a process and it takes time, and your process is not necessarily going to be the same as anyone else's. And first of all, with that, it just allows you to just relax. Okay, it doesn't solve the problem, but it allows you to relax into it. Now, that's relevant because in Chinese medicine, grief is an energy frequency that actually sits within the lungs. Now, that's also useful because it's giving the emotion, which normally just sort of feels like just an uncomfortable, unpleasant feeling that's just sort of circulating around inside. You can't quite put your finger on where it is. It's just how it makes you feel. The minute you know that it pertains to the lungs, it gives you a location and it gives you a set of solutions which you can then apply, because you're applying the solutions directly to the area which is kind of holding the emotion in the first place. So the fact is that when one relaxes, we tend to go, oh. So just with me now, just take a deep breath in and just go, oh. Because already what you're doing is a deep relaxation exhale, and you're just allowing the body to let go. And that's the first exercise that we need to do in order to address our grief, because often what happens when we're grief-stricken is we grip and we do the opposite of, oh, and we go, and then we're sort of frozen in this kind of horrible suspense feeling, which just feels like time slows down and everything just goes into this sort of liminal energy frequency, which feels completely and utterly alien to anything else that you're normally dealing with. And it all happens terribly slowly and terribly painfully. So, oh, is a very, very good first step to just letting go, as well as recognizing that you are just going to go into the process that's going to take as long as it's going to take. Now, when we're then dealing with the lungs, there's a whole host of things that we can do that's going to support us in our process of grief. Now, the easiest thing to do is to just target the area itself. And the good thing about the lungs is they're kind of, you know, they're right up here. You've got the rib cage all around here, and you've got the sternum here. So you've got an area which you can access very, very easily, either through clothes or without clothes. It doesn't matter. And the easiest thing in the whole wide world to do when you start to feel grief-stricken is to drum the chest like this. Now, interestingly, there are many, many cultures in the world where if you are expressing an emotion that you want to extract out of the body, that people wail and beat their chest, like, ah, like this, okay? And that's part of their grieving process. Now, in the UK, that's not that normal, okay? People are kind of slightly trained to do the old stiff upper lip thing. And it's often we don't have ceremonies which are profound enough to help us emote and release the emotion in the first place. And I think that's another major issue that we've got in this country. Often the ceremonies kind of don't really allow us the opportunity to express. So we have to kind of find them in other ways, okay? And one of the easiest things in the world is to just drum or tap the chest. Now, if you're in relatively good health, you can just use kind of a loosely clenched fist like I'm doing and just drum all over the area, all the way here to the sides, because this is the beginning of the lung point. The lung channel starts just in this area, just where the arm attaches here. So we just want to go make sure that we're going in there, across to the sternum, over to the thymus, over the heart, and then over to the other side. Now, when we're doing this, just now make sure that you're breathing deeply, okay? So you want to be breathing in, and you can just breathe out either through the nose or use the breath that I like to call the FR breath. Now, the FR breath is a really useful breath because it really helps draw the energy out of the body. Just try it with me now. It really just feels like there's a sort of stream. And then you can start to use your mind and you can start to imagine that you've got sort of like a dark, smoky vapor coming out of the body. Okay, so that as you're going, you're just imagining that all of this kind of low, sort of negative feeling and sensation and all this kind of heaviness and toxicity, which is just dragging you down with that emotion, is coming out. And then pause at the end of the breath. No matter how out of breath you are, there's always space for you to just have a moment of nothing at all, because it's almost like a little cyclone is going like that. You just need a moment. And then you want to send it back the other way as you breathe in. And now as you breathe in, what you want to do is imagine that you've got a giant great funnel above your head. And that as you draw that breath in, you are drawing down this incredible light frequency. So now it feels like gorgeous Christmas twinkly lights, light, dancing, gorgeous, energetic flow, just celebrating itself into the body. Now, the more grief-stricken you are, the less like celebrating, of course, you're going to feel. But all we're going to do is just imagine this light, okay? And imagine it dancing, okay? And it's just sort of dancing and sparkling and whizzing and whirring, and it's all just gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And it's just imagine that your crown is wide open, and just imagine as you breathe that you're just breathing that energy in. And what you're doing is, with the breath, you are replacing all that dark energy that you just breathed out. So now this lovely little kind of motor is just going in the opposite direction, and it's breathing in. Linger at the top of the breath. Always give it a moment, because you've got to let this little clockwise, anti-clockwise sensation, just give it a second for the cells to just process what you're doing. And then back out we go. Again with the darkness. And keep tapping whilst you're doing it. I find that exercise incredibly helpful. Now, I'm giving it to you with full gestures because I'm sat in my living room, like delivering a podcast. Now, if, for example, Sunday, there I am sitting next to a very old friend of my mother's. There I am triggered left, right and centre by watching the relationship between the mother and the daughter talking about my mother at my father's 85th, as if my mother was literally sat at the table and I'm sitting there going, but she's not, and you've got your relationship with your mum, and it was just, I wasn't expecting it. So no, I'm not going to sit at the lovely table. We were in a beautiful hotel in London. I'm not going to sit there going like this. But what I did was I just did this really brilliant technique, which I've taught many times. I'm going to do it again. You just hold your thumb. This is why babies and children suck their thumb, because it's a reassuring sensation, because you're holding the earth element within the body. So just at the table, nobody would have known, hold my thumb, hands on my lap, like this, okay? If I can, hands on the lower belly, even better, because you're rooting the breath down into the lower belly. And as I was feeling what I felt, I simply was engaging with them and talking, but actually what I was doing was, whilst I was enjoying their conversation, I was nevertheless doing the exercise I've just taught you. Okay, so let me now show you, this is gonna be the most boring demonstration because nothing's gonna happen. Okay, so this is what I was doing. So I was thinking this, light, energy, breathing out, imagining all the darkness, okay? And I was going like this. Oh, right, okay. Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, I'm so happy for you. How's your daughter? How's living in Australia? Do you come back to England that often? Right. So basically, it wasn't really obvious that actually what I was actually doing was this and bringing it in. Now, the thing about these exercises is that depending on where you are in your process, because grief is a process, depends on how far into the exercise you need to go. The further into the process you go, the more you need to do to match the antidote to the pain. Okay, so if your pain is all the way down here and it's absolutely red, raw and agony, and I'm just giving you antidotes to here, then you're not going to feel the difference. It's not going to be enough. You've got to go deeper. Okay, so let's just go further still. So now what we've got is we've got visualization, we've got breathing and we've got tapping. Okay, what else? Okay, the next thing to do is tapping is a fantastic exercise for the body. There are many, many reasons as to why tapping works so well. I think rather than me just going into every single one, perhaps we could just pop a list up right now to say, what are all the benefits of tapping on the body? Because there's so many. But rather than just tapping on the lungs and into the heart space, you can tap all over the body. So what you want to do is take that exercise that I've just taught you and take it all over the body. Because the thing about the body is that you've got these energy channels that flow basically through the fascia, and the fascia is the connective tissue, and the fascia is where the magic happens. It's connective tissue. So not only does it connect everything to everything else, but it's also where the magic happens between energy, okay, and the insubstantial and the actual physical body itself, the substantial. That's where the crossover takes place. And the thing about the energy flow and the fascia is just because a sensation is attributed to the lungs, e.g. grief, doesn't necessarily mean that where your body has processed it at that moment in time where you first were grief stricken is there. It could easily be held somewhere else. Now, if you came and had a Barzi reading with me and you told me your life story and we had 2 hours and we could work it all out, I'd be able to tell you exactly where it is, okay? But without that happening, and because you're listening to me at home, you're gonna have to work on the basis that it isn't always held in the obvious place. And therefore, if you're finding that your grief feeling here is down here and that the remedies that I'm giving you are up here aren't quite hitting the spot, the chances are your pain isn't actually being held in the lungs at all, even though that is, from a Chinese medicine perspective, the categorization of where the pain belongs to. It belongs to the lungs, but the lung channel goes down the arm. Okay, so you could be tapping here, but actually it could be that the body has moved it. And then, just to make matters even more exciting, complicated and fascinating, all of the channels are like a giant great railway network across the body. So it might be that the body's moved it entirely somewhere else via what we call these Luo points, which are connection points, which is a bit like Birmingham City Station, okay? So just because your train is going all the way up to Inverness doesn't mean it's direct. It could well be that it's been diverted elsewhere. And the reason why the body will do that is a myriad of things. It could well be that you process things in a different way. It could be that the constitutional factor of your body will suck it up that way. It could be that your lungs are already overwhelmed with other things and the body's gone, hang on, we're going to overload, we've got to divert. We don't know. But the point is, you can address all of that very, very easily by tapping all over the body and doing the exercise that I've taught you. So you want to do the breathing, do the visualization, and then get tapping all over the body as well. And that should help. Now, if it still hasn't, then we've got to go deeper still. And this is where really we've got to go into the concept of the mind being your greatest healing tool. And I can't reiterate that enough. I mean, working with the mind when I'm teaching Qigong is the absolute utmost of importance with the body. There's no point being disconnected to what you're doing. So therefore, what we need to do is up what we're focusing on. Where the attention goes, the energy flows. And where the energy flows, the blood will follow. These are base level kind of dogmas of Chinese medicine, okay? Because qi, energy, is the commander of blood, and blood is the mother of qi. So the qi will follow the intention of the body. That's like placebo effect and focus and all the kind of mindfulness stuff that's out there. And then what happens is the blood follows in to start to follow. So the more we engage with these simple exercises, the better. Now, therefore, what we've got to do is start with the simple one that I've just taught you. So at first, I've given you base level exercise. Just imagine all this gorgeous, light, sparkly, gorgeous energy coming into the body. Do that first. Okay, but we can go further with the visualization. We can go much further and we can practice it. Okay, because practice makes perfect. The more we dedicate ourselves to these visualization practices, the more powerful they become. And I can absolutely promise you that this is true because I did it myself. The reason I'm telling you this is from my heart, because I did this when I was recovering. My mother died at 63. I was a young mum with a two-year-old baby, and I lost my mother after a 15-year fight to cancer, and she'd basically come out the other side, and she was totally okay. And then, bam, it got her. And then 6 months later, I basically nursed her to death, and that was it. She was gone. And I was absolutely lost without her. My world just collapsed. So this next step took me here, okay? It got me to the antidote of the frequency of the pain that I was feeling at that moment in time, okay? So this is what I did. Feet on the ground. First of all, practice the first exercise that I gave you, the breathing in, the FR breath, the opening, the sparkling light, and all the rest of it. Get doing with that first, tapping the body. Now, next, you've got to get your mind in gear more, okay? That's all you've got to do, is you've got to deepen the connection to divinity, because especially when you're dealing with grief, the person that you want to connect to, so my mum, who I'm connecting to, is on the other side. She is in universal frequency. So therefore, the more connected to universal frequency I become, the more connected I am to her, and the more good it's going to do my body, and the more I can then converse and connect and normalize the new relationship which developed out of this exercise. Now, I'm not telling you to do this because I'm trying to create some new religion or some cult or anything like that. I just found this extraordinarily helpful for me, and I want to share it with you. You just allow the breath to soften and to slow. Now, I talk about this slow breath in, I think, pretty much every single episode I ever seem to teach. You just breathe in slowly, linger at the top of the breath, breathe out slowly, linger at the bottom of the breath. So that's your breath. Just do that as I talk to you. Now, then you get your mind in gear. So we've already got this lovely open V. So we're going to imagine that now like the Wi-Fi signal on your phone, on your laptop. You're bound to be listening to this in some kind of device form. So just quickly remind yourself what that looks like and look at the little rungs. I think there's 3 or 4 or 5 of them. I can't remember. But anyway, what you want to do is imagine that you're just underneath at that first level. That's you. And that the highest, let's call it high heaven, because just for the sake of visualization, is the one at the very top. And that is where the ether is at its absolute finest and purest and most distant and furthest to connect to, okay? So you're sitting underneath number one. So what we're gonna do in this exercise is, first of all, let's just breathe slowly in and out. So we're doing that first. Can you just start to feel that first band? We're gonna go to 3, okay? So what we're first gonna do, that first band is just above your head. So let's just imagine that first band, it's just above your head. So can we just breathe to that band so that your breath is drawing energy? Oh, you might want to sigh. That's okay. You might want to just slowly sway from side to side. Do whatever feels good. But I want you to just allow yourself to engage with that band above your head. And as you breathe in, just draw the energy in from that band. And let's just imagine what that feels like. It's good. It's kind, it's loving. Smile on your lips like Mona Lisa. Breathe down into your lower belly. Just allow that lovely peace. And You're doing an exercise right now, so just be present. If your mind starts to wander or you start to feel an emotional reaction, just allow that to just wave through the body and just go back to the band, just above your head. Just go back to it. And as you breathe in, just imagine that you're connecting to that band. And every time you breathe, you just touch the band, ding. And as you access it, all this loveliness comes in. You can go back to feeling however you choose after this exercise, but right now, let's just feel what that feels like. It's kind, it's pure, it's loving, it's gentle, it's sensitive, it's understanding. It feels like beautiful dewdrops coming into the body, and you just access it with the breath. The portal's nice and open, you just breathe and touch, ding, like a little triangle. Every time you breathe at the top of the breath and you linger there. And as you linger with this band, just linger at the top, now you're with the band, just allow a little osmotic transaction to take place. That band just secretes absolute divinity into your body through the crown. Just imagine it like a beautiful icicle just coming into every cell of the body. Just imagine it coming as you're breathing in and out. That lovely energy becomes who you are. You are that. And just really allow the exhale to just be sweet. Just anything that doesn't feel like that, to just go out of the body. And we're just focusing on bringing that lovely band energy in to every cell so it becomes the feeling. Just for this breath, it becomes how you feel. It's sublime. We can go back to feeling the other feelings later, but just for now, just give yourself this respite and just focus on this breath. And just feel the mingling of this divine energy cascading into the body, filling yourself so that now you and this band are all the same. That osmotic effect has now penetrated with each breath into every cell of your body. And you feel really good. Now the trick to this is we're going to do three bands in total. Now, as I've said to you, this is the mind is the greatest healing tool. So really what we're looking to do here is one step at a time. So just practice going to the band above. So at this stage, I would say either rewind and just go to this point over and over. Practice makes perfect. Just do it over and over again until you can breathe and connect to the band above and it becomes second nature, like turning on a tap. And then you can allow yourself to feel this feeling as opposed to that horrible feeling that you were feeling before. And I'm not asking you to feel this feeling permanently, and I'm not asking you to be unfaithful to how your body is feeling, but for the purposes of this meditation grief exercise, it just allows you some respite that you can go into this sensation by visualizing it and allowing yourself temporarily to exit where you were and to temporarily exist in this different frequency. And what I invite you to do at this stage is to just stay with this until it feels second nature. Okay, and just repeat the exercise over and over and over again. Soon enough, you won't need me telling you, you'll be able to do it all by yourself. This is what I was doing when I was having that conversation on Sunday. I just allowed the band to open and I could feel it. Now, once you've got good at that and you're at that level, we go, of course, to the next band up. Okay, now, what happens with frequencies is they become finer as they get lighter. Okay, finer frequencies. So we're going to access finer frequencies still. So we're going to level two. So now what we do is as you breathe in, you go straight to level one like you always do. So you breathe in and you just imagine it here and it goes ding-a-ling-a-ling. It feels like you've got beautiful angels above you. Apply any spiritual belief system, whatever you want it to be. Anything at all. I'm just going to say angels just because we know what they are. We can visualise them, we've seen them. I spend a lot of time in Italy. I look at a lot of pictures of them. There they are. Now, let's go up to the archangels. So we're going to go to the next level up. So we're a little bit further away. So now when you breathe in, you go straight to level one because you're used to it. And now reach. So level two is a little bit more expansive because really we're going to, so we've gone from here, just have a little eye open. Anyone only listening, I've just got my hands above my head with the fingers pointing together. That's level one. Level two, the fingertips start to point just towards the sky, not quite. Okay. And then when I get to level three, I'm going to be a Y shape. So level two. It's exactly the same as level one, but it's even more beautiful. So we're going to go to an even more divine sensation. And the way we access that is because we've got used to the lovely sublime sensation of level one. And now we're going to go lighter and purer and higher. So we're going to imagine everything that we already had in level one, but even more beautiful, even more sublime. And just imagine yourself breathing in with that lovely, slow, lingering breath I've taught you. And just imagine that the purity has got even purer. It's like when it's cold in the winter and it's got even colder and you suddenly go outside and you notice the temperature's dropped. It's like that. It's lighter. The breath is even more divine in sensation. It feels even more appealing as it comes in. So you want to slow the breath even more. Now, at this level, what I'm asking you to do is to now really engage with your heart. Because grief is in the lungs, but the lungs govern the heart. Your breath governs the pulse. So you can slow your pulse by the pace of your breath. We've done that on another episode somewhere or other, I know. But now just smile into your heart and feel your heart connecting with this higher state. So now just really be aware of that higher state frequency. It's really, really sublime and it just cascades down and it charges a little bit because it comes through level one and then it comes through the mind, through the third eye, the higher dantian, and it just keeps cascading through the body and it's engaging with your heart energy as it comes down and cascades its way through the body. It sounds like triangles, it sounds like high choirs, high music, feels joyful. If you want to listen to some music whilst you're doing this, I would recommend the Spem in Allium by Thomas Tallis is probably what I'm hearing right now. Some very, very high healing coming into the body. You want to imagine that this frequency is very, very high. It's very pure. And you want to start imagining that your body at this stage is no longer really feeling anything. It just feels light. And just breathe in and out, imagining that the purity of this energy is so pure and so light that it's just emulating out of every cell and there's nothing else that you're feeling other than light and pure. There's no pain. There's no physical sensations beyond a state of light and pure. You can barely feel the outside atmosphere on your skin. It's your inner concentration into that heart space and into that level two, that connection. You're just connected. And each time you breathe, the breath takes you to level two and you feel it right above. You feel it high, high, high above. And you allow the breath to expand yourself all the way so that you're in communion with this level two sensation and you can feel a vibration and a fibrillation to the layer, just cascading in this purity. And you just breathe the breath. And you just roll the breath in and out slowly, allowing it to reach, resonate, and draw in. And that there's this sort of like surf wave sensation of purification going on through the body, and everything feels utterly peaceful. And when you've spent time mastering that feeling, at the end of level two, the body should just feel terribly peaceful, totally clean, and that you just feel a state of joyful gratitude in your heart. And your heart really does feel like a space that feels very, very nice to hang out in. And that you're happy feeling the energy within it feels like a good place to be. And when you feel that you're comfortable with level two, we can then take you to the final layer. So at this stage now, my heart feels pure, my body feels totally resonating. And now, level three is the highest of heavens. It's that moment where the universe expands. It's where the energy is infinite. It's at its purest, most delicate, most expansive. It is the middle of nowhere. It is the opposite of the physical nucleus that you're in your physical form. This is right at the bottom of that Wi-Fi. You're in physical form, compressed energy, compressed into a shape. And where we're going now is the opposite. We're going to the frontier of the universe where it expands. Because beyond that line on your Wi-Fi signal is the expansion. Because we're going to where it is about to plus one. And beyond that is beyond that expansive moment. So we just keep that breath. We go straight to where we were in level two. And now as we breathe in, we just imagine that there's no frontier. We just breathe and expand. And in your heart, you feel a lovely glowing warmth, which I would ask you and invite you to describe as a state of bliss. Smile on your lips like Mona Lisa. Focus on your heart space and invite your heart to feel bliss and peace. And just breathe in and out, imagining yourself breathing and aligning all the way to the furthest frontier of the universe. To the point at which space and time is at its most expansive. And you are connected to the universal source from where we all came. Imagine that your body is pure light and that all you feel right now is bliss and peace in your heart. And nothing else is there. And just linger with the breath. If your mind wanders, you can take the exercise back to the feeling of level two or level one. Sit comfortably at that level and then go back out again and expand to the no thing to simply a feeling of bliss and peace. And when you're ready, just gently bring your attention back into the room and just imagine that that lovely why just does this. I've just brought my arms into prayer, brought the prayer in front of my heart. Now, that was me really taking you all the way there and really focusing on it. When I was processing with the unexpected grief in this lovely hotel room, I wasn't doing it like that, okay, because I practiced that exercise so many times because it helped me so much that I could just do it anyway whilst I was kind of actively doing something else. And the thing that I found with that exercise was that often what would happen afterwards is I'd feel great for a little bit and then that feeling would come back. Okay, because it will. Depending on how intense the grief, where you are in your process, okay? So the thing is that just do it more. The more you do it, the more powerful it becomes, the more you engage. And that lovely, sublime, divine, blissful, pure sensation that we got to right at the very end, that's where the loved one sits. That's the connection to the person that you're grieving over. By allowing myself to go into my existential sensations enables me to access the existential quantum of the person that I was grieving. And the minute I can do that, then the grief releases because I'm connected to her in my heart space, and I am. Okay, so that's how I navigated it. I also read an amazing book at the time called Life After Life, which really, really helped me as well, which I found enormously helpful. And also I have a grief fact sheet, which, because I've gone on to study it with Chinese medicine as well, so there's a grief fact sheet on my website to help you with that too. One last practical exercise is using the copper gua sha from the Heyu method with the oil over the chest is also extremely good because it allows stuck emotion, because often the emotion does get stuck in the chest. That's its first place, and then it will get stuck in the channels and then it will get diverted elsewhere. But chances are you've got some of it here in the first place. So that's also a very, very good exercise to do in the evening to go out away from the heart. There's lots of demonstrations we can connect. We can link them here so that you can pull it across. There's also a grief masterclass, which I've done way back when, I can't remember when, which will be somewhere, which we can connect you to as well. But that's my exercise, which I found extraordinarily helpful. In fact, I created it because I was trying to work it out for myself and what to do. And I found that worked. And it worked when I had a bit of a setback at the weekend. I mean, it kind of got me back together again. Interestingly, the setback happened at this incredibly huge full moon that we've had. So what I also did at the time was I got my journal out and processed it at the same time. And the other thing that I do a lot is that I do all sorts of ceremonies. And I include my mother in the ceremonies. I mean, literally, if we're in a circle, for example, there will be a space which is held for my mum, so that she has a location. She's always got a location where in which she can go. So thank you for joining me today. And if you've got any comments on this subject, do please put them in the comments below. Forward this to anyone that you think it might help. And I look forward to seeing you next time.